Another form of federal relief that's also expiring is the evictions moratorium, which is set to end tomorrow. Housing advocates have long warned of an impending evictions crisis. And as more federal and state protections expire, that reality may be drawing closer. For more, we're joined by Stacey Butler, University of Arizona law professor and director of the Innovation for Justice program. And she's been working with a team tracking housing issues during this pandemic. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you remind us exactly what kinds of properties were covered by this federal eviction moratorium and how many people were protected under it?
The CARES Act protections prevent the filing of an eviction action against rental property secured by a federally backed mortgage loan. So those protections have applied to approximately 30% of the rental properties in the United States.
You've been looking at the downstream costs associated with evictions, like emergency shelter and medical care, for instance. What are you expecting the cost to be nationwide?
So researchers are now projecting that between 17 and 28 million renter households are at risk of eviction when eviction moratoriums expire. The Innovation for Justice program hosts an online cost of eviction calculator that estimates some of the downstream social costs of eviction. If we conservatively estimate 17 million renter households will be at risk of eviction by the end of this year, if each of those households is evicted, the United States will spend over $200 billion on eviction-related social costs such as emergency shelter, medical care, child welfare, and juvenile delinquency. If we consider the higher estimate of 28 million households at risk of eviction, that cost could exceed $315 billion.
Some states, including Arizona, continue to have eviction moratoriums in place, and many localities are creating rental relief funds, we've been seeing. What's next in terms of possible solutions to address what many are calling, what you've laid out for us as an impending evictions crisis?
Most urgently, eviction moratoriums need to be extended until the backlogs in the delivery of rental assistance and unemployment assistance are resolved and financial relief measures are extended. 17 million households at risk of eviction could be helped with an estimated $144 billion in rent relief, and that's half of the estimated $315 billion community cost of mass evictions. It's the humane thing to do. Immediate rent relief will keep people housed during a pandemic. And rent relief doesn't just help tenants. Rent pays for mortgages. So property owners are at risk of foreclosure without rent relief. And rent also pays for property taxes, which supports community services, schools, and infrastructure. So if the rental market collapses, we will all feel that impact. So we need to work to prevent eviction because housing is a human right. But if that doesn't motivate, decision makers need to understand that rent relief is far less expensive than the unprecedented and pervasive societal costs of the eviction tidal wave that is coming.
That's Stacey Butler, University of Arizona law professor and director of the Innovation for Justice program. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you for having me.